Blog Talk Radio.
Fight, Growth and Wellness.
Necessarily the views held by the network itself. Please use discretion when tuning in. Thank you.
Hey, everybody, it's Tuesday, and guess what? Yep, that means it is time for Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. So greetings and welcome. I appreciate you for joining with us tonight. I am Sandy Rogers, and it is my extreme pleasure to be your hostess for the show tonight. I get excited on Tuesdays because I know I have the absolute most profound guest that comes onto my show than anywhere in the world. So I just always feel so honored and so privileged to be able to bring these outstanding people to you. But before we get to the show, there's a couple of things that we always do to make sure that we're in alignment emotionally and energetically with one another as we go forward. So the very first thing that we do is we pay honor to our ancestors by giving thanks to them. We thank our ancestors for always being with us. And especially on Tuesdays and on this show, as we discuss issues that are not ordinarily talked about in an open environment. It may be whispered over in a corner or something like that, but we bring it to the forefront. And I know that's only because of the courage and fortitude that the ancestors instill in me to be able to bring these subjects to light for us. And so I give thanks to the ancestors for being the shoulders that I stand on, for giving me the strength and the tenacity to just to keep going and keep going and keep going. So ancestors, as we move forward, we give thanks. We give thanks. Next, we anchor ourselves in affirmative reading. Some folks call it a prayer. You have a right to call it whatever you would like. I call it a daily inspiration. And so these are inspirations that I've authored over the years. And you can find those messages at RevSandy.wordpress.com. If you choose, you can have them delivered to your email every morning, and when you wake up, you can wake up and read the thought for that day. So what I want to read for you today, and you'll understand as we go along, it's called Follow That Hunch. Hunches can be gentle reminders from God that you are still alive with unmet dreams. A friend of mine recently shared that as he watched the movie The Secret, he closed his eyes and began immediately to remember dreams that he had forgotten about. He said he knew most people who watch the movie are impressed by what the various speakers have to say, but for him, it was an invitation to revisit the dreams he once had. He said it helped him to dream again. That hunch of yours may be the next multi-trillion dollar invention. It could be the idea of your next or first business venture. It is not that uncommon to receive inspiration from your hunches. Sometimes I believe God communicates to us in a variety of ways to get our attention in areas where we can be richly blessed and abundantly prospered. So go ahead and take a look deeper into that hunch. Build upon the idea given to you and see what you can build from it. Perhaps it is the very idea to create an improved methodology to end a crisis. What have you got to lose? Nothing is the answer, because if it does not lead you to a particular destination, you will have gained knowledge along the way of how to do something different. You will have expanded your field of expertise and knowledge base. So follow that hunch, y'all. As I tell you, there's a world of blessings on the inside of it. So you guys know it's all about life, it's all about love, and it's all about wellness. So tonight's show is simply called The Healing Journey Continues. And we've got Yaye back with us tonight. She is such an incredible organizer of people, bringing the best that she knows together to serve the common good of the community. And so I can't wait to bring her on and let her continue to educate us and inform us of these different activities and the different gatherings that she's put together, and who she has and what's all coming. Look, just get your paper and pencil ready, because she's going to be with us very shortly. So audience, you know, you're invited to join the discussion if you would like. Our call-in number is 516-531-9819, and you would simply press 1 to let me know that you would like to speak live on air with us. Again, some of our regular listeners do not stay up quite this late at night, and so we'd like to be mindful of that. And if I do open your line, and if you're not speaking, if you would just put your phone on mute for me, that would ensure the highest quality of playback for those that do not stay up quite this late at night. So I would appreciate that if you would do that. And if you would ever like to go back and listen to any of the shows that you may have missed, you can always do that at www.blogtalkradio.com/Sandy Rogers. And my name is SandyRogers. So you're listening to Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. We're going to take us a quick music break, and then we get back. Yaye is going to be with us, man. She's going to knock your socks off. She's going to tell you how she followed that hunch of hers and what happened in her life. We'll be right back.
Trust and believe.
y'all know that's my nephew, Anthony A.K. King, singing Getting It On. I just thought that that would just put us in the right spirit to get going on this show. So welcome back to Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. So tonight we have The Healing Journey Continues with Yolanda Neals. So you've heard me call her Yay Yay, and that's how she is affectionately known around the world. She is the creator of the Kindred Healing Center at the Oasis, and she's the co-owner of the Iwi Fresh Farm Oasis Spa. She's helped to create programs which support the healing of individuals throughout the world and any number of situations everywhere she goes. She's dedicated to bringing more awareness to alternative and complementary wellness modalities to the community, to our community. People are embracing the methods to ease their health burdens as they are discovering alternative and healthier methods to life. So Yaya brings years of study and thousands of relationships together to form a consortium of practitioners with knowledge to respond to any and all situations that a person might encounter, be it health, emotional, mental, physical, energetically, you name it. She knows the person. She's taking her time to really hone her skill in this. So tonight we're going to find out the many ways that Yolanda is bringing forth help to heal our communities. And, you know, we stand in need at this particular time in history. And so the work that we can do jointly, we can support her and help her and find out what it is that she's doing. And then she's going to also talk to us about, what is this green party? What does that even mean? Where is it? When is it happening? What's going to be doing? So you guys, help me welcome my friend, my sister, to the stage, Yolanda Yaya Neals. Yolanda, thank you so much for being with us tonight.
Wow, Sandy, that was like one heck of an introduction, my friend.
Right.
Thank you.
You're
thank
welcome.
You.
You live it.
I appreciate, you know, I just appreciate you for, you just are such a kind and precious spirit. I love working in this realm with you and all of you from Reiki Vibrations because, you know, you do such a good job of tuning in and engaging the spirit and keeping the energies aligned, you know, as we travel and journey and heal collectively. So thank you.
Yes, yes, it is my honor. Ooh, I just, and how you, you know, pull, you're like a magnet, and everybody just cling to you, you know, like they become stuck to you when you put this idea out into the universe and tell the universe what it is. Because you're following that hunch, you're saying, okay, well, what about if we did this? And then just, and you so effortlessly bring it all together, and it's like, how the heck did that happen, you know? So tell us about how you do what you do.
I don't have a secret recipe, but I will say that I have tons of gratitude for the journey that has led me to this space to be able to be so magnetic. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, like I love how you describe it, how you introduced the hunch and how the hunch often has answers or some suggestions that if we just follow it could, you know, blow our own minds. That's how I live my life. You know, I live my life by allowing what resonates in my gut or in my spirit. I consider it spirit. I just be obedient to it. I just allow myself to be curious enough, to be courageous enough, to inquire and follow the hunch. And that's literally my life. That's like I just a few weeks ago, I just had a hunch that, you know, I got this idea and I was like, oh, this will even enhance or make what we're doing even better. And I never really know how it's going to happen because that's not my business. It's not for me to know how. It's just to explore what. And then whatever shows up, be willing to accept it. Be willing to align with it. Be willing to see the divine in it. And that's usually what makes it so special. So, I had this idea a few weeks ago. And now all of a sudden, like for the last 2 days, I went on vacation, came back a couple of days ago. People just been popping up out the woodwork. And they're literally great resources for this idea. And that's just how God works in my life. Like, you know, the minute I align with it, the universe starts hooking me up.
So when these ideas, hunches, thoughts come to you, is there something special that you do or is there something special that you don't do? Like get out of your own self ways, like not trying to figure out the how in it?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That helps it manifest for you?
Absolutely. I tend to submit to a variety of practices. It just depends on what is up for me, where I allow myself to process through to what it is that I desire to have. If that's journaling, if that's scripting, like tonight's a full moon in Taurus, perfect opportunity for me to pull this journal out and begin to tell the divine what's on my mind. And then from there, really align myself with whatever it is that came out of me in terms of being a desire, meaning not doubt it, not create all of these counter reasons why I should have, would have, could have, can't. I stay away from those. But instead, begin to envision it. Hold it in vision. Hold the vision in my heart. Hold the vision in my mind. And then I sort of tuck it away there and go on about my business. And the next thing you know, here comes somebody who they wanted to do that too, or they was thinking about that as well. Or guess what? I would love to get with you to work on X, Y, or Z. And it's like the perfect hookup. And that's just kind of how my life works.
That's cool. Yeah, so, because I... What I noticed happened to a lot of people is they talk themselves out of the blessing or the blessing can reach them. You know, like it's 9/10 of the way complete and then they, you know, like naysay it on away from them or something like that. So I think it's important because I've seen you. You know, like you've done podcasts and you've come up with this package and this gathering of people and then a weekly showcase for this person's skill and that person's skill. And it's like you never look like you're tired. You know, it's like you just doing this and it's all fun, you know.
Yeah, it is. There's something about my purpose in this life that is directly related to spiritually supporting the dreams and desires of others. And so when I come in contact with individuals and they express that this is what they really desire to do, this is what they've always wanted to do, I almost instantly go into this, how can I create the opportunity to support them mode. Now, I will say I'm recovering from that because I look up and every time I turn around, I'm creating something for somebody. And I have to now balance that out by making time to create for myself. But at the same time, I recognize that as a divine purpose for me. And so there is joy. There is absolute joy in sort of providing or creating a platform for people to bring their gifts to the table, to be able to share their divine talents as contributions to our community. And what makes me jovial about it is watching the community shift. I'll give you an example. Yesterday, I came into the Oasis and I met with the chiropractor and had a great time. I mean, it is such a joy to walk into this black office with these black male physicians and go in there and receive some great support, you know, and everybody's laughing and slapping hands and having a good time in the doctor's office. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I love that. And then today I followed up with Dr. Brittany for an acupuncture session. And the same is true. You know, it's like you running into people that you ain't seen in a while. Everybody's laughing, joking, hugging, you know, happy to see each other. I just love having created a platform like that where they get to be great as practitioners and we get the benefit of that greatness as patients or clients. And then there's this camaraderie, this community camaraderie surrounded all around it. You know what I mean? And so the same is true. The pharmacy, you know, I leave from one of the doctor's offices and end up in the pharmacy or I run into somebody else. I love it. So, but that's the story of my life. I'm in a position now where I am co-creating on a level that's just my ultimate dream. And to the point where I left today feeling very sentimental because I'm like, wow, you know what I'm saying? Like, we created this. Look what we created.
Wow.
Where there's all this joy walking around. There was a gentleman who was coming up to the chiropractor. You know, you have to walk up all those stairs. You could see by the time he got to the top stair, he was in pain and just kind of glad he made it.
By
the time he left, he was practically skipping. You know, so being able to be a part of creating opportunities for that level of love in our community is heartwarming for me. I really have no words, just feelings, you know. It's just, I just was all up in my feelings today. But that's my life. That's what I love to do. I've always loved sharing. I always loved caring about other people. I always knew it wasn't just about me. And as a result of that, that's how I move in the world. I move to the best of my ability, being, you know, as good of a human being as I know how to be and supporting the good of other human beings. So, yeah.
And it's so evident. I mean, it just, it's you, you know. It's like you're not forcing that. It is just you, and you just do it like it, you know, just second nature to you, you know, just no effort.
I was talking to a woman today who is really challenged with wanting to leave her job and do something that, you know, in her heart's desire, like something in a more creative field, things of that nature. And she was like, how do you do it? I said, listen, you cannot be bogged down to a job that you hate and leaves you stressed out and feeling all out of sorts and depressed more than you're happy just because it's a job that allows you some material things. You got to find some happiness. Like, that's part of your role here on this earth is to create your own happiness. And so you can't be mad or you can't blame other people when you make the choice to stay in places that leaves you vibrating in very low ways. You know what I mean? Because the opportunity to vibrate high is available. And like, I live by that. I mean that. Like, I walked off of many jobs because I was like, nope, this ain't it. Gave it my best try, but this ain't it. Whereas now I'm in a space where it's totally it. And it's totally it because I gave myself the chance to believe it to be so, to believe that it was possible, to trust that regardless to what shows up, I'll be able to get through it. You know, the same God got me, got you, and we can do this. Let's do it. And, you know, life is good. I am probably in the best state of my life that I've ever been. in terms of happiness and joy and levels of fulfillment. And I'm grateful for it. I have huge, you know, infinite amounts of gratitude for that, because I have been in places in my life that weren't, you know, there was no happiness or wasn't as happy and things of that nature. So creating opportunities for other people to find their happy, their sweet spot, is really what I do. And I love doing it.
So do you, in addition to creating opportunities like Iwi Fresh, the Oasis, do you teach classes also? Do you do counseling with people? And you really hit on probably the most important subject matter for our community, especially from the standpoint, you know, that it was drilled into many of our heads, you know, like go to school, get a good education, and then work on this job, you know, until you get the gold watch. And they stopped giving the gold watch out, you know, like decades ago, but nobody changed the dialogue. So we still trying to go and work on a job to get the gold watch, and there's no more gold watch. So,
right.
And there's nothing been said, you know, that bridge has not been crossed. Nobody's offering advice, or I should say few people are offering help for a person to get from one side to another. And so the point that you're making is just exceptional. So here I am. I'm like the woman that you had a chat with. So what do you tell me other than, or is that all you do is plant the seed and let the person figure it out for themselves?
Great question. No, actually, for me, it's important to create supportive opportunities for people to get on their enriched pathway versus just, you know, planting the seed or wagging my finger. And the reason why that's important to me is because somebody created pathways that supported me, right? Uh-huh. I got here because there were individuals like me who were ahead of me who were already blazing trails for people like me. So I inherently, out of reverence, deep, deep, deep reverence for path making, way making, mm-hmm. if you will, mm-hmm. and for those who helped me make a way, also a mentor. And I don't necessarily teach the classes myself, but what I have created is a platform where I pull together facilitators who do the teaching, because that's their sweet spot. That's their particular passion or what they feel their purpose is. So I have a consulting agency, a / booking agency called AHA, Ayurveda Holistic Healing Alliance. And we're getting ready to launch it this month.
Wow.
I'm so excited about it. But I've been doing work behind the scenes for years through AHA, sending facilitators out that speak on different subjects. So the way that I'm rolling it out is this year I created, because it's the numerology number 5, I created a 5-part series, which all have 5 workshops in each series. And so the first one was called Into Me I See. We finished that in April. We did that throughout the month of April. And that was to give people a glimpse, a different kind of glimpse, a different kind of glance into who they are and how they are, right? So we brought in an intuitive healer. We brought in an astrologist 1 week. We brought in the young lady who does Akashic records and things of that nature. So that Into Me I See was all about seeing ourselves from different aspects, some traditional, some not traditional. Some people were just hearing for the first time. But that's an opportunity to scratch the surface of, wow, I didn't even realize that about myself, or I didn't know that about myself, or creating an aha moment, like, aha, that's why I do that or how I am. The second series just started last week, and it's called Sacred Mothering. And it's an opportunity. It's a beautiful, beautiful 5 week process where the phenomenal Quinny Richardson is facilitating it. She is a very popular doula, and I mean, Quinny has so many hats and that she enriches our community with, but we know how much she loves, you know, the mother, the family, the community. Mm-hmm. And so Quinny is facilitating Sacred Mothering, which is a process of women who desire to be pregnant or to get pregnant, regardless if they've been pregnant before or have had problems, challenges getting pregnant. This sacred process is limited to only 10 people. In fact, if there's anyone listening who knows anyone who may be interested or is interested in themselves, you have until the end of this week to register for that process, because they're going to close it out. She's only going to do a maximum of 10 people so that they can really get the intimate support and mentorship and training and guidance that she's created for this phenomenal class. And it's designed to take it a step further. It's more than just wanting to get creative. But as women, we need to learn how powerful of creators we are, right?
Yeah.
And so because we are great creators, if your desire is to be a mother, then understand that you have the power to create in your mind and in your heart and in your body. That's going to be the best incubator it could be for the life that you're going to bring into the space. And so she's taking them through not only what to eat to prepare your body, what to do to prepare your mind, but also how to cut the cords, the generational curses, and how to clear energies so that the baby, all of that isn't attached to the life that you're bringing forth. So I love working with facilitators who love what they do, because they become the best teachers. They give out the best information and the greatest guidance to a variety of subjects. Our third series is Radical Forgiveness. Everything that we've gone through, just life in general, there's plenty of opportunities to forgive ourselves and somebody else. You know, there's a whole bunch of grievance, complaints, dissatisfaction, levels of discontentment happening in our community. And this is an opportunity to align yourself with releasing it, releasing yourself. I learned a valuable lesson this year through A Course in Miracles, and that is that every grievance is a blockage to your abundance. That thing hit me like a ton of bricks because, you know, I have my share of complaints. But I am on such a abundant mission right now. Like, this is a really good year for me, and I know it, and so I'm receiving it. So I am not trying to do anything that's going to block my blessings. And when I learned that a couple of months ago, I was like, oh, I got to clean up these grievances. I got to clean up my thoughts. I got to shift my perspective so that I am not in my own way. I am not, you know, blocking what I say I desire and truly want. And so radical forgiveness is something, a process that I personally live by. I've been practicing it as a part of my lifestyle for over 10 years now. And my radical forgiveness coach is Kim Kennedy, which many of us already know is phenomenal at the subject. And she will be leading 5 weeks of a variation of radical forgiveness, introducing the concept and then walking people through the tools and processes that come with the concept. Our fourth series is based on therapy, a stigmatized subject in our community, right? And one of the things that we have taken pride in at the Oasis is creating a mental health suite that doesn't have the pharmaceutical connection to it. What we did is years of research to see what can we offer our community to help stabilize us mentally and emotionally without the pharmaceuticals, and we learned that that's acupuncture, plant-based nutrition, therapy, and, you know, modalities like yoga and meditation. So we have that. We offer that as a road to balancing ourselves mentally and emotionally. And it is amazing how people are overwhelmingly receptive. I just did a tour yesterday with a young lady, big wig, got a big title behind her name, was excited to be invited to do this tour, went crazy while she was touring through the space. And the first thing she signed up for was a therapist. She's like, oh, my God. My therapist that I normally use just had a baby. She ain't really good. And she just loved the whole holistic concept. And I love to see people embrace what we've created because it's for them. So this fourth session, this fourth series that takes place in the fall, is going to be five weeks of different kinds of therapy. You know, your traditional therapy where you deal with the stress, the anxiety, the depression, and the grief. Then we're going to move into trauma therapy because trauma is a whole other subject and a whole other way to deal different traumas altogether. And we're going to deal with sex therapy so that we understand that it's important for us to be one with ourselves, our bodies, and connected to us, not just for the act of sex, but in a sensuality, in a sexuality, in a acceptance kind of way, so that love permeates through you and your whole being, your mind, your body, and your spirit. And then we have drama therapy, where, you know, we're going to have some fun acting out the voices of the pandemic.
Getting some of this stuff off of us that
we have put on us as a result of changes in the world that we have no control over, like this gas crisis that I just spent 2 hours on my way home trying to find some gas. Stuff like that we ain't got no control over, but it does have an effect on us. So this is the drama therapy is going to be a deep, fun, yet intense way to show us, tools of how to deal with ourselves mentally and emotionally. And then lastly, we have hypnotherapy. We have been blessed with a clinical hypnotherapist, a resident hypnotherapist at the Oasis, who is amazing. I have been working with her since she joined us in March, and I tell you, I am sold. And so another opportunity to introduce to people, what is hypnotherapy? How can it help you? Especially if you're a creative person, if you're in school, and you got goals of completing it, how can you focus and concentrate better? If you're a business owner and you want to, balance out your life and allow things to flow well, if you want to release weight, if you want to stop smoking, I mean, hypnotherapy is a tool that can be used across the board. In fact, they're getting ready to do a fitness challenge that's it's mind-body fitness challenge where it's connected to the hypnotherapy and a personal trainer.
Oh.
I love that. Becoming conscious, intentionally conscious. And then lastly, the last series is it's called Inner Present. It's my favorite. That's my favorite for last. And many people know that I studied under Iyanla VanZant and her institute many years ago. And it afforded me a lot of beautiful relationships, lifelong relationships with other individuals from all over the world who also have studied under Iyanla. And so I'm bringing five of them to Atlanta for that last series. And they're going to – I call it inner present because the present, P-R-E-S-E-N-T, really is a gift. The present moment is a gift. Somebody gives you a present is a gift, and to be inner present is a gift. It's something that when you allow yourself to go within yourself and really know yourself and express yourself based on that, it's the greatest present you can give yourself or you can have for yourself. And so what happened to many of us who went through the the process, the journey at Inner Visions to get to know ourselves, as we came out with these gifts, these spiritual, divine gifts that we probably always in some way, shape, or form knew we had but was a little afraid to explore or express or exercise them, and then we ended up in this place where it was totally okay to do your work, you know, and be yourself. And so one of the young ladies will come and talk about the intuitive realm that she works in, and she is amazing. There's another sister who focuses on cycle breaking, breaking generational curses and cycles, you know, pathologies that we see generation after generation. There's another young lady, she calls herself the Jedi of Calm. She's coming to do an amazing breath work workshop. Another sister is going to come in and talk to us about our money, getting that abundance, getting your life together and your money, but the money being my own natural energy yield. So teaching us how we're going to get out of this what we put into it energetically. That's
right.
Something that many of us don't understand, right?
Right.
We understand the concept of the materialism and the capitalism and the, you know, paycheck and the money in the bank and the grind and the hustle associated with it, but you don't understand that hustle, sometimes you can hustle so hard you out-hustle yourself just because of the energy attached to it. So I'm excited about that and that conversation. And then we have one of the co-directors of the coaching program there, Inner Visions, is Coach Jackie Smith, and she's going to come in and talk about personal development, spiritual coaching, personal development, and all that good thing. So I sort of run through that whole list of opportunities for people to not only hear that they can make better choices for themselves, but then have a class or a workshop or a series that they can chime into or plug into so that they can learn how to put themselves first, get to know themselves on a deeper level, heal themselves, deal with themselves, and be able to feel good in the world because they're on a path to manifesting their desires or they're becoming who they really desire to be as a result of these pathways that are being created and being supported by people who are passionately and purposefully there to assist them along their route. So that's a long answer, but that's the answer to that question.
But it's so on point, though, you know, with all that's being offered and the variety, and probably new programs or new ways of thinking for people to approach the situations, the opportunities or challenges that they face in their life. And so one of the questions I wanted to ask is this, are they all live or would somebody be able to attend virtually, you know, from out of state or if they couldn't get to Atlanta or just, you know, not able to get over to the Oasis? And then
all
the
of
other
them come
question.
With a virtual. Oh, go ahead.
And just it's just another part to it is how do you register for these classes?
Okay, great questions. All of the workshops have a virtual component to them that can be registered for, except for Sacred Mothering. Sacred Mothering, we won't have any cameras or any virtual access to it. It's just a very sacred, small, intimate workshop. But all the other ones, there is a live virtual setup for it or in person. And because of COVID, you know, we have COVID policies, we usually only allow a small group of people to be in person. I will say that the gift is being in person because usually you can – a lot of people kind of hang out with the facilitators after the cameras stop rolling and get more one-on-one information or questions answered that way.
Right.
So, but you can do one, either or. You can be in person or you can register virtually. To keep people from being confused right now, we're just kind of releasing the information or the opportunity to register all to each series. You know what I mean? So,
okay.
Like right now you can go to the website and register for Sacred Mothering because the next one we're going to pause in June and July because, of course, we got the Green Party, which is a big deal for us in June and a lot of work. And then July, you know, is usually that really fun month of the year that everybody's kind of trying to get to the beach or do whatever they're going to do. So we don't usually do a lot of stuff in July. But August, we're back at it. So somewhere in July, people will begin to see the promotional materials on how they can register for Radical Forgiveness or for the therapy or for the Inner Presence workshops.
And so what's the website you were saying to go on to register perhaps for that Sacred Mothering for anybody that would be interested in, you know, letting someone know or being interested for themselves to come?
Absolutely. So they would go to the iwifresh.com website,
okay.
Click
okay.
on the iwifresh Farm Oasis tab, and then go to classes and programs. And you'll see it right there.
And that's IWIFRESH, iwifresh.com.
Yep.
And then go to the Oasis tab.
Then go to classes. Yep.
You know, these are really some outstanding opportunities for that Radical Forgiveness. I tell you, that Kim, she just makes it be so simple. You know, she
mm-hmm.
deals with that just like you do with bringing everybody together in the style that you do. And she is a phenomenal facilitator with that Radical Forgiveness because, you know,
mm-hmm.
we be thinking that forgiveness is, you know, like, I ain't going to forgive you. Like, that's going to hurt the other person. The other person normally don't even know you got a problem, you know. And so you
right.
walking around blood pressure high, heart hurting and
right.
all that stuff. And don't nobody even know you pissed off at them, you know. So, I liked how you said that, blocking your every grievance is a blockage. I was like, ooh, wow,
mm-hmm.
that gives it a whole new spin.
Like you
right.
said, you're so tight, wound up that you can't receive. Your hand, your fist, you can't receive nothing in your hand. And,
that's
you
right.
know, I promise you that you don't want to live like that much longer.
mm-hmm.
This
mm-hmm.
is so good. Like, that thing was a no-brainer. Kim has a saying that she refuses to get in another argument ever again. My saying now is I refuse to have another grievance ever again because we have the opportunity to choose. The best thing that the divine blessed us with is the power of choice. So you can choose to be angry.
Yep.
You can choose to be mad. You can choose to be sad. You can choose to get over it. You can choose to work through it. You can choose to figure out how not to stay in that particular space. You can choose to use some tools. You can choose to go get some help, let somebody support you. You can make all kinds of choices, but the choice ultimately is yours. And Radical Forgiveness, along with all the other tools and modalities, you know, the Reiki work that you all do, the, you know, the tools, the information, the consultations, the opportunity to be supported and guided, all of it is a choice. And if we ain't received nothing else throughout this pandemic, we received a huge memo from the universe saying you might want to slow down and
mm-hmm.
shift some of the choices you've been making.
Mm-hmm.
Do some things differently. Now is the time to make some changes.
And, you know, and when
and
you decree that to the universe, you're like, I'm not going to get into another argument or I refuse to hold another grievance, that breaks
mm-hmm.
the generational curses right there.
Mm-hmm. Karma cleansing.
Yeah. You know, so to hold that in that sense of the word, it's just another way to look at how we have been operating for generations and generations and how we can get ourselves out of it. I agree with you, Yolanda, that, you know, this whole slow down and stay sequestered in your home period of time for us have been perhaps one of the most healing times and exactly the most opportune time for us to learn, unlearn, and relearn some habits and some ways of living and doing things.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And to slow down long enough to be. We have been doing, going to work, going to school, going to the grocery store, going to get the gas, going to get the kids, going blah, 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 and coming home and falling out. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So with the pandemic and us having all this extra time at home, all the stuff that we had been moving fastly past or beyond was
right
here in our face.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, now you got to be one with it. You can't just do your way out of this right now. The universe shut it down where, you know, it took away the sports on many levels. It took away a lot of the distractions. And we had to feel this thing. We had to feel it. I created a program to go into the communities called the Pandemic Stress Relief Program, where I've taken the Coach Jackies and the Kim Kennedys and Coach Rashid Edwards and therapist Savina Skyers and Transcending Tree of Life into the community to work with staff, people who had to keep working through the pandemic, even though they had coworkers passing away, family members hospitalized, you know, community, people in the community getting affected, and everybody, the anxiety at all-time high. So, wait. We cannot keep just moving through this, because, you know, black folks, we got that thing down to a science. We so stoic, we'll just move right through some trauma.
Yep.
You know, the world will be crashing around us, and we can just keep our focus and, you know, creep on through that thing like nothing happened. But the truth is something happened.
Yep.
Something major has happened. Something historical has happened. And we needed to stop and smell the roses. Why? Because the rose is probably going to save your life right now.
Yep.
So, you know, the universe really did a doozy on us with this pandemic, but it was a good doozy.
Yeah.
Depending on which perspective you choose to see it through.
Very profound. You know, I have over the last, well, this year, because it really didn't cross my mind too much last year, but this year particularly, I've been calling individuals that I haven't heard from in a few months and just kind of checking in. And just to confirm what you were just saying, there so many of them, particularly the older men folk that I've been talking to that perhaps live by themselves choose to be by themselves, and they're suffering in silence. And they will, of course, that immediate answer is, oh, I'm doing good, but they sound so horrible, you know, like they've lost something. And basically they've lost their way because they were not, for whatever reason, you know, able to continue doing life like they were in the past. And they felt like nobody cared about them, and they couldn't go out because they, you know, got so consumed in the fear of the whole situation and like that. And so I found it really interesting, and but I know that I've been of a great service to a number of individuals just calling, saying, "Hey, I'm just checking in on you, see how you were doing."
Mm-hmm.
It's made such a difference. And these people are not reaching out. You know, they have children or, you know, brothers or sisters or whatever, but they're not reaching out to anybody. They don't want anybody to know that they're over there suffering.
Right. Yeah,
so
and it's really
going out in the community is incredible.
Thank you. But what you just said is very important because, you know, with being sequestered, it kind of gave the narrative was that people were being, you know, isolated at home or quarantined at home and separated from each other. But you don't have to be separated from each other. You can still practice oneness safely, even if it's through a phone call or a Zoom or, you know, I have an aunt that I haven't seen in years, and she has been so beautifully just surprising. She just surprised me the other day with sending me stuff in the mail. You know, she'll send me a beautiful car. She sent me a beautiful bracelet the other day just to say, hey, I know you're busy. I just wanted you to know I love you. And I just, you know, it warms my heart. So you're absolutely on point in terms of the importance of just reaching out. You never know what the how that other person is going to receive that gesture. You know, it could be a life changer, it could be a game changer, a very pivotal moment in that person's life. So it's important that we stay connected.
Yeah, and it's, you know, just another form of community, you know, keeping the community intact, your community, you know. So we're all a part of this one bigness, you know, this one big universe. So yeah.
I would like to also say that the pandemic really, rolled out the red carpet for holistic healing, you know, because it forced us to take better care of ourselves. It forced us to eat better. It forced us to do some things to boost our immune system. And so I'm so proud of that, because many of us who have been in this realm for a long time know what it's like to, you know, sort of beg and pry and pray for people to get better, you know, make some better decisions.
For real.
And we haven't had to push, pull, or drag many. A lot of them are just showing up because they're ready, right? So, but my concern is now that people are getting vaccinated, which is a very personal choice. I'm not here to dictate how anybody should live. I just continue to ask that we continue to take care of ourselves. We've been doing good. We were on a roll. I mean, and I know we've been doing good because I would go to herb shops and everything on the shelf would be bought up. You know, I couldn't get in. You know, but I want to keep that up. I want to, you know, I don't want us to get so relaxed and comfortable that we stop putting ourselves first, because that's what the universe is pushing us and requiring us to do, is to take better care of ourselves. And so the pharmaceutical companies can't do that for us. That's something that we have to do. Now, if they want to support us or people want to go get their level of support, great, but I really highly encourage them to still take care of themselves, still move about the planet with conscious intention to live a healthy and safe lifestyle.
Yes.
You know, keep eating your greens. People were all in the grocery store buying up all the greens and all the apples and all the fruit. You keep doing that. You keep all these conscious posts were being made and all, keep all of that stuff up, because it's not over. That was just an opportunity for us to realign ourselves with a new lifestyle, not a moment in time.
Mm-hmm. Very well said. Very well said. Whew. I tell you, this is really something to look forward to. All the programs that just you have going on with these different, what did you call them? The five series, the five part series with
elevated.
The five workshops each. Yeah, you know that.
Elevated conversation. Thank you. We call the total series is called Elevated Conversations because it's designed to ascend our thinking and our being. But the Oasis, you know, all of it's being created, programming for the Oasis. And there's other programming. We have internal programming, which is what I create, and then we have external programming, which is also awesome. And people will be able to see that when they go to the website. We got, you know, martial art classes, yoga classes, dance classes, you know, events. We have some author events, featured authors coming up, one in June, another one in October, I believe. So there's a wealth of opportunity. I know you all do some amazing energy classes, Reiki, attunement classes, and things of that nature. So there's a lot of opportunity to enhance oneself, explore oneself, you know, rejuvenate, restore yourself and the Oasis. And I think it's the greatest creation, co-creation that I've participated in my life so far. I'm really, really happy about what we all have collectively created in this space for people to come in and just get enriched. Like we say, yeah. we enrich, empower, and educate in that space. And so come check us out.
It's a spiritual experience, no doubt. You know, for me, when I don't have the words and, you know, I keep looking for words and that doesn't quite fit and that's not big enough and that doesn't include everything that I need to say about the experience at the Oasis, it's spiritual. It's just you feel it the moment you enter into the building. As soon as you cross over that threshold through that glass door, you feel it instantly. You don't know how to describe it, what to call it. You just know that you feel it. I have seen that from the babies right on up to the oldest person. Like you were talking about the older gentleman that had to that walked up the stairs, you know, to the third floor. But he did it. You know what I'm saying? Like he didn't stop. He went on up, you know. And that's the motivation. And the urgings that people have that kind of push them through the pain and through the fears to go ahead and get whatever service that they came there for. And I'll tell you, the energy in the Oasis is like none other. And I don't say that just because I'm a part of the business there, but because it's the truth. The ancestors have a hold of that place, a hold of the energy, and they're very protective. That's the word I'm going to use. They're very protective of what happens in there, and no nonsense exists, you know. So it's just a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful experience all the way around.
And we keep holding it in light, you know. We have energy ambassadors like yourself that help us keep it clear, keep it protected, keep it covered, and keep the experience divine for everybody.
Yeah, it's just, I love it. I just absolutely love it. And I'm so thankful to you and Yogi for having the vision and seeing the vision. I remember my very first time going to the building and, you know, like I'm a pretty imaginative person, but I was like, okay, I just have to have faith in this one and trust that what they're saying is going to actually be. And I tell you, the end result is so much more than what I had the ability to envision on that very first day. It's absolutely
and you know, beautiful.
Encapsulate everything.
What I really appreciate about my relationship with Yolanda Owens, who we affectionately call Yogi, is that for at least 15 years, 13, 14, 15 years, she has been expressing vision or ideas and creative concepts to me. And I could always see them, you know, like
with, there was no proof concept. There was just conversation. And I could, you know, I could see them. And to the point where I've been supporting her from, I'm a behind the scenes person. That's another part of probably the secret. The most secret sauce about me is I love being in the shadow. I love being behind the scenes because I work best there, and it's liberating. It's like, you know, I'm kind of an introverted extrovert, and we can appear to be somewhat antisocial, but the truth of the matter is I'm just always thinking. I have a big brain, and I've worked with Yogi so well because the minute she starts to share ideas, my brain just goes to work with ways to fulfill them, ways to that we can work, you know, to work them out, tool them, if you will. And so it's amazing to us, Yogi and I, how this is what we envisioned. We envisioned it like this and more, and there's still much more to come. This is really just the first phase of the vision. We're grateful for it. We're proud of it, but we are even more excited about what's to come because we really have a greater vision than what has even been introduced so far. So, it's a spectacular thing to be able to take something from concept, conversation to actual manifestation. And this project, we had to walk our young people through it and say, look, if you ever question your ability to manifest anything, remember this place.
Wow.
Remember this place because you know the creators. You know how we came in here with just an idea. This was simply an idea. It wasn't no whole bunch of money. We didn't have no whole bunch of money. We didn't have no whole bunch of nothing but faith. And belief that we could do it, and vision, imagination, creative imagination. And like I said in the beginning of the conversation, once we talk to the universe, resources just start showing up. Opportunities just started showing up. And so, and that's the beauty of this place. This really is a community place because the resources are rich in terms of a wealth of contributions from the community. So many people come and leave their energy, their talents, their gifts in that space. And it just keeps making it richer and richer and richer.
Even the outside is now taking shape too. With adding the benches where a person can come and just kind of sit under the shade tree and just relax.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah.
And something that you'll be happy to hear is that they're getting ready to build the garden out. The garden,
yes,
we have garden days,
yes,
coming.
Yes.
So,
yeah,
yep.
I'm really curious. But, you know, this weather has been a little different for us this year, so. It'll be coming soon. It'll be coming soon.
Mm-hmm. Yep. The next phase is outside, which leads us to the green party, which is annual event. I thought Yogi was going to join us tonight, but because that's her baby. She created it as a customer service appreciation for the team, or just a celebration of everything that's been accomplished. So that's the one day once a year that where we come together and everybody gets dressed up in the best kind of green. I love it. It's so beautiful to see all them brown, tan, skinned people walking around with all them different shades of green. It reminds me of The Wiz and the Emerald City. And everybody be so fly and they own kind of fly. It might be a casual fly. It might be a dressed up fly. It might be a t-shirt and some stretch pants. You know what I mean? But it'd be their own kind of fly. And it's a free event. It's a free event that's open to the community. And we have delicious vegan food, wonderful entertainment, local entertainment, And it's just a community coming together. Yogi describes it as a family reunion. And that's what it is. That's what it feels like. Most of us, you know, the staff and our family members and people, you know, from the community, clients who, you know, are just a big part of our family, we all show up and we have a good time enjoying the music, enjoying the food, enjoying the fashion, and just letting our hair down and being in the essence and that heart chakra green all day
yes.
long. So, that's coming up on June 12th. It's always the second Saturday of June, the second Saturday in June. And so from 3 to 8 p.m., you know, the community is more than welcome and invited to join us for an afternoon and evening of just pure bliss, you know, joy and fun.
Oh man, that's gonna be a ball! Cause I've attended the Green Party over at the other location on Nelson Street a couple of years, and
mm-hmm.
just you know what is so unique. It's not really unique. It's something that we should expect in our community, but it comes
mm-hmm.
up missing sometimes. Is the way each person, I don't care if they're young or old or in between or whatever, but each person is made to feel welcome at the Green Party.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, and everybody engages in that welcoming, you know, like they don't have to be associated directly with Iwi Fresh. But, you know, if you're there and you see somebody walk past you, you're going to have a conversation with that person. That's what I find so lovely about that whole atmosphere of the Green Party is how we embrace one another in that spirit of a community, of family, you know, and it's just beautiful. It's
It is. You're absolutely right. You see a lot of faces you ain't seen in a while. You see new faces that you enjoy, you know, conversations with. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. You know, I come from a background. My family has been doing community-based gatherings like that. And there's nothing like it. You know, kids grow up cherishing those experiences. The elders grow up cherishing those experiences, you know, and there's just nothing like us coming together intergenerationally and having a good time, you know?
Yeah. Well, we
celebrating
got,
ourselves.
Yes. That's what it's all about, right?
mm-hmm.
We've got about 13 minutes or so left in the show, but callers, if anyone, listeners, if anyone would like to ask a question of Yolanda Neals, now would be the time. Our call-in number is 516-531-9819. Push 1, let us know you want to speak live on air with us. We'll continue to have this discussion about healing, the journey of healing in our communities and with all of the different programs that has been mentioned tonight, it takes you right on up through the end of the year if you so are moved to be involved in some of these self-healing type of activities. And Iwi Fresh, let's give them the address.
So we are in the Alley's at Lakewood building, and the address is 1800 Jonesboro Road, Southeast, and you got to put that Southeast or you'll end up in McDonough somewhere. and that's in Atlanta, 30315 is the zip code. Iwi Fresh Farm Oasis, affectionately also called the Iwi Fresh Oasis. We are open 7 days a week, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. We serve clients by appointment only. Sometimes you can show up and there may be an opening where you can go ahead and book right there on the spot, but it's always best to call and to, you know, secure a spot. And so come check us out at the Iwi Fresh Farm Oasis.
So many activities that are always going on, concentrated on family and community. So, you know, mm-hmm. even as other people come in, because there were food baskets, and I believe that's continuing, but I know they were doing some food basket giveaways, other organizations coming in, networking with Iwi Fresh and with the Ollies. And so it's just, it's the brightest spot in the city, you know, mm-hmm. for so
many. And that's our intention. That is our intention. We are going to be shine bright like a diamond right there on that corner as a cornerstone of wellness in the city mm-hmm. of Atlanta. That is our, you know, so definitely check us out. Check out the website again, which is www.iwifresh.com, IWIFresh.com. And you can call the Oasis at 678-509-7462. That number again is 678-509-7462. And definitely come and create your own Oasis experience, you know, your own journey into your self-healing, self-care sanctuary.
So there's also a couple of other packages, wellness packages, that have been created. We have the men's wellness. We mm-hmm. have the sleep wellness too.
Sleep wellness. Mm-hmm. Sleep is called
so
sleep well.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead. You were on it. I'm sorry.
So we have the COVID wellness. We have the men's wellness. We have the sleep wellness, and there's a couple other packages that are geared towards specific areas that you may be concerned about or wanting additional assistance with.
Mm-hmm.
And the various practitioners, so we now have over 20 holistic practitioners in the building. And we've
mm-hmm.
come together and brought our expertise to these different wellness packages. So what Yeye has done is to sit down and have a discussion with the various practitioners, and that's all a part of the video series on YouTube and on Facebook, telling of the various healing packages that you can partake in at the center. And it includes sessions or, you know, different points with various practitioners that are actively working there. And it's just
mm-hmm.
a way for us all to serve the community in our expertise. And so that's the beauty, again, is that it's not just a one-way or, you know, one-stop shop, but you've got 20-plus practitioners that are there willing and wanting to serve you for whatever your needs may be when it comes to wellness and well-being.
That's right, Sandy. Thank you for sharing that. The Oasis packages range from each day of the week. There's a different package being offered, except for Saturdays, because Saturdays are so busy. On Sundays, we got a package called Rest Your Mind, Body, and Souls. And the souls is S-O-L-E-S because we stay on our feet and we forget our feet sometimes. So in that package, you can get sound therapy, a body scrub, reflexology, and Reiki Vibrations offers infrared soul insert that everybody on their feet should have in their shoes. I'm here to tell you that that infrared soul shoe that Deborah brings from Reiki Vibrations is life-changing, especially if you have any issues in your legs, your lower back, or your feet. On Mondays, we do the Sleep Well package, which is reflexology, sound therapy, and the chiropractor, and then there's a kit that comes from the pharmacy. Because one of the things we saw was a spike in insomnia throughout the pandemic, and
right.
So this directly supports that. On Tuesdays, we do the body pain relief package where people can go and see the chiropractor and sound therapy if you are experiencing any issues of pain in the body. On Wednesdays, we do womb health, which is an awesome day for women to come in and experience the yoni steam, waist bead studio, and acupuncture. On Thursdays, we have a package called Just Relax, where you come in and get a body scrub and reflexology. And also on Thursdays, as Sandy was mentioning before, we have a men's wellness package, where you see the chiropractor. There's a kit that comes from the pharmacy, and Baba Yoga Bay does his Soul Divine Yoga, as well as Reiki Vibrations. You get to meet with Sandy for a consultation on the wellness with the men. And then lastly, on Friday, we do an immune-boosting wellness package that was supported or designed to support COVID, and it includes therapy, acupuncture, and SMI Pharmacy. Well, really, it's the pharmacy and therapy at this point. So, you know, like Sandy, we have a variety of ways to introduce yourself at the Oasis, a plethora of things to engage and experience, and it's a class or an actual session or a service. We say come and allow yourself to just bless yourself with the opportunity to heal and feel good as a result of having these experiences.
Ooh, so much.
mm-hmm.
It's
something for everybody.
Yes, indeed. You know, I get tickled when the younger folks come in there and they just gravitate toward it. You know, like they don't have all these questions in their head. They just know it feels good to them. So that just tickles me when they come in. And but that's the experience of everybody. You know, everybody is just really, they get to feel it. And for me, a lot of people have lost that skill of that sense of the spiritual feel or the, you said it earlier, the sensual feel of life, you know. And so it's just routine or, you know, we do it this way because that's the way we've been told. But to be able to feel our way through it, and that's what you get when you come to the Oasis, is you get to feel the beauty. You get to feel the oneness. You get to feel yourself in communion with other people. And it's just, it's something that I believe our community is in much need of. It's where we come from. It's what has sustained us for these thousands and thousands of years. And so to return to that, just takes you and it just envelops you as you walk through the door. And I say that with all sincerity. It is like no other place you've ever been in your life. Trust me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so come see us at the Iwi Fresh Farm Oasis. Again, that number is 678 509-7462. If you'd like to check out the videos from the podcast that we create, that helps to explain some of the packages or get a feel for what we have offered there, you can check us out on YouTube at the IWI Healing Network, IWI Healing Network. And, of course, you can always go to the website, www.iwifresh.com, and find us and all the different programs and services that we offer there as well.
Well, that's a lot, that we've given in reference to the way that a person can find out additional information or make an appointment, come by to see us, take advantage of some of the elevated conversation packages that you've put together and the other wellness packages. And again, 20-plus holistic practitioners all housed out of the Ollie's at Lakewood, the home of IWI Fresh Farm Oasis Spa. So that is it for us for tonight, and I'm so thankful, Yolanda, that you had the time to come and share with us and to enlighten us on so many of the programs and activities that you have co-created with the Creator and made available to our community for the wholeness, the wellness, the restoration of the community. We sincerely, sincerely appreciate you. So are there any closing words you'd like to leave with the audience?
Just that the healing continues, the opportunity to heal is there, and it is healing time. You know, those are my parting words. And healing is good. It's nothing to be afraid of. The more courage we muster to live in love with ourselves and others, the happier and the more joyful life we get to live for ourselves amongst others. So thank you so much, Sandy, for this opportunity. I always love coming on here and talking with you, just as much as I love being in this collective healing space with you. You know, healing isn't hard. Healing isn't challenging. Healing is love and fun and happiness. So thank you for sharing this space with me.
Yes, yes. Thank you. Oh, I love this sister right here. So look, you guys,
you,
I'm Sandy Rogers, and I thank you for listening and for participating. And remember, it's all about love. It's all about life. It's all about wellness. I'll see you next week. Remain blessed, stay safe, and thanks once again to our incredible guest tonight, Yolanda Neals, also known as AKA Yay Yay. Good night, everyone.
Bye. Good night.